What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Of course, Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
Good morning.
What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How about you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right.
Tasha is in her third day of her senior year in high school.
Let's go.
Yep. So how's, exciting.
How's it going 3 days in?
Are you ruling the school yet?
Not yet. It's going right. Pretty well.
All right. Well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Yep. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I'm just having so many flashbacks right now, Kennedy. It's a senior year in high school, driving in, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I was late. Like the bell was going to ring at 7:10 and I was still 15 minutes away.
Not Tasha. She's responsible.
Yeah, I know. All right, Tasha. Well, you understand how this game works, right? 5 trivia questions, all pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy and you score yourself $100, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers are suing Sting over royalties from the song Every Breath You Take. They say they never got co-writing credit, so they never got any money. Which band were they all in together where they did that song?
I have no clue.
That's a tough question for an 18-year-old out the gate. I'm sorry.
Question number two. Random fans often ask Seth Rogen to smoke weed with them, and sometimes he'll do it. He says, quote, if it seems like it'll be really special for the person. Can you name the weed movie Rogan and James Franco did about a stoner who witnesses a murder and goes on the lam from a dangerous drug lord?
Oh my gosh. I can think of the movie, but I can't think of the name.
All right, question number three. There's a new study that shows coffee can boost your mood even on Mondays. Regular caffeine drinkers report feeling happier and more enthusiastic after a cup. The top three coffee-producing countries in the world are Colombia, Vietnam, and Brazil. Which country is first? Colombia, Vietnam, or Brazil?
Brazil.
Question number four. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. Which number does Travis Kelce wear for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, gosh. I should know this. I watch football all the time.
It's the same one Gronk used to wear.
87?
Wait, just throwing out clues, Dan?
I'm helping the youth.
Question number five. Lil Nas X says he's going to be okay following his arrest last week for attacking police officers while walking in the streets in his underwear, but he added that the last few days have been terrifying. Name the song Lil Nas X has with Jack Harlow that went to number one.
Oh my gosh. I know the song. It's way much easier when you're not on air.
I know. It's a little stressful.
We get
totally
that from time to time.
I totally get it. It's a little nerve-wracking. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do you want to shout out your high school?
I go to Keith Tech.
Nice. And have you started to think about what's after high school yet?
I have not thought about anything.
Yeah, that was me. That
Same.
Was me.
Yeah. I'm 36. I still haven't thought about it.
Kennedy had already probably finished 4 years of college here, senior year of high school.
I just kind of ended up here one day.
Tasha got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Yeah, good job.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers are suing Sting over royalties for the song Every Breath You Take. They say they never got co-writing credits, so they never got any money. Which band were they all in together?
The Police.
Yes, The Police, 1-0. Random fans often ask Seth Rogen to smoke weed with them, and sometimes he'll do it. Can you name the weed movie Rogen and James Franco did about a stoner who witnesses a murder and goes on the lam from a dangerous drug lord?
Pineapple Express.
2-0.
The cross joint.
A new study shows that coffee can boost your mood even on Mondays. The top three coffee-producing countries in the world are Colombia, Vietnam, and Brazil. Which one comes in first? Colombia, Vietnam, or Brazil?
Colombia?
That's what I would have picked. It's actually Brazil.
Brazil.
Yes, it is Brazil. 2-1. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged.
You don't say.
Posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. Which number does Travis Kelce wear for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Do you want a hint that I gave Tasha?
Yeah.
It's the same number as Gronk.
Oh, 87.
Helping the youth of America dance.
That's what I do.
Thank you, sir.
I had to be fair. Equal time.
Tied it to question number 5. Lil Nas X says he's going to be okay following his arrest last week for attacking police officers. Can you name the hit song Lil Nas X has with Jack Harlow that went to number 1?
Industry Baby?
Industry Baby is correct.
Look at you plugged into these streets.
For sure. Yeah, Lil Nas X's statement was so cute. He's like, your girl's going to be fine.
Your girl's going to be okay. It was terrifying, but your girl's going to be okay.
Yep.
All right, well, 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Tasha, we really do appreciate you listening to the show this morning. Thank you, thank you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tasha from Berlin, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
We bring back the 5 most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. And this morning we want to welcome in Joanna from Saugus. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
A little nervous?
A lot nervous.
Yeah, we're scary in person, aren't we? Roar.
Just a nice cleansing breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. We're going to get through it together.
But don't look Kennedy directly in the eyes.
Come on.
You will turn to stone.
Stop it.
And then also your daughter, Marina, is here with you. Good morning, Marina.
Hi.
Marina starts 8th grade next week, Kennedy.
Let's get it.
Do you remember 8th grade for you?
Of course.
Yeah, what was that year like?
We ruled the school. We were like the seniors of middle school.
Yeah.
So it was very punk rock then.
Oh, you were?
Funky hair.
Yeah, shaved head.
Up to here, yes. All
that was that when you were in your girl gang?
Yes.
And you were Roxy?
Yes. 8th grade freshman year, yes.
All right. Well, you know how this works. What was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
5-4.
All right.
Ooh, nail biter.
Kick her out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
All right. There goes Kennedy. As you can see, leaving the studio, heading into that soundproof booth. If you look over to your left right there through the glass, you can see that's where she's going to be hanging out. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. And we hang your name in the rafters. If you get it done this morning, no pressure. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart, say that three times fast, welcomed her first child. Who was Sammy in a toxic relationship with on that show?
Mike?
Question number two. Macaulay Culkin will celebrate the 35th anniversary of Home Alone with a 9-city tour. He'll screen the movie, then do a Q&A. Where were the McAllisters going to spend Christmas as a family when they accidentally left Kevin home alone?
Paris.
Question number three. Miley Cyrus wrote Billy Ray Cyrus a song for his 64th birthday. It's called Secrets, and it features Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Which Fleetwood Mac song has these iconic lyrics? Take a listen. Name the song.
Dreams.
Question number four. Denzel Washington says he doesn't watch movies anymore because he's tired of them. Denzel played the drug lord, Frank Lucas, in which of his movies?
Oh, shoot. I can't remember.
All right. And question number five. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce apparently got engaged. I must have missed this, Dan.
No, did
I missed
they?
It. They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. What kind of farm did Taylor Swift spend a few years on as a kid?
A Christmas tree farm.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Marina, how do you think your mom did?
I think she did pretty well.
I think you're right. I think you're right. She did pretty well. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Joanna getting 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, my friend.
It is redemption week. She defeated you once already.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Welcomed her first child. Who was Sammy in a toxic relationship with on the show?
Ronnie.
Ron, stop.
It was not Mike the Situation. It was Ron.
That would have probably also been toxic too, though.
That was the only name I could think of.
Who forgets the notes?
Oh, 1-0. Question number two. Macaulay Culkin will celebrate the 35th anniversary of Home Alone with a 9-city tour. He'll screen the movie, then do a Q&A. Where were the McAllisters going to spend Christmas as a family when they accidentally left Kevin home alone?
Italy?
They were going to Paris.
Paris.
Tied it. 1. Question number 3. Miley Cyrus wrote Billy Cyrus a song for his 64th birthday. It's called Secrets, and it features Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Which Fleetwood Mac song has these iconic lyrics?
Dreams.
Sounded like a question mark there.
It was a little.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Denzel Washington says he doesn't watch movies anymore because he's tired of them. Denzel played the drug lord, Frank Lucas, in which of his movies?
American Gangster?
I'm Ron Burgundy?
No.
3-2. Question number 5. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. What kind of farm did Taylor Swift spend a few years on as a kid?
Christmas tree.
That is correct. You can breathe now.
Redemption is yours.
You were sweating it over there. You could see it in Kennedy's face. She was a little bit worried about that one. Good stuff, Kennedy. Congratulations. Yeah. You got it done. 4-3. 4-3. It's the final score. Joanna, thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marina's got a big year in front of her in the 8th grade. She a good student?
She's a very good student.
Yeah. Do you want to shout out the other kids too?
Sure. And Victoria and Emilio are also very good students.
Who's your favorite of the three?
They are all my favorite.
Are you going to tell us off the air the truth?
Marina, who's her favorite of you three?
No, but I think it should be me.
It should be you. I agree. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Joanna from Saugus, and I cannot beat Kennedy most
this
of the time.
Time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Count 4-1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Lauren from Tingsboro.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Kennedy.
Lauren and the crew are going to the lake.
Nice.
Yes, trying to extend summer.
That's my girl.
I do not want to see your Halloween. I don't want to see your Thanksgiving. I don't want to see your Christmas. It is still August.
Well, pumpkin spices in stores.
Well, then you shouldn't go shopping.
No PSL.
Anywhere.
No PSL.
Yeah, stay PSL. Away from... Down with the PSL.
Down with the PSL. Wow. All right, kick Kennedy out, please.
No.
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio over there. She can't hear any of these questions or your answers. Are you ready?
I am.
Of course you are. Taylor Swift has broken a Guinness World Record for her first ever podcast appearance on New Heights with her now fiance, Travis Kelce. 1.3 million people watched concurrently when it aired. But Guinness is mostly known for their beer, not their world record keeping. Which country produces Guinness?
Ireland.
How many kids you got in the car?
Oh, I got two little ones. They're not going to help me at all with this.
61 years ago today, 1964, Mary Poppins premiered at Gorman's Chinese Theater in L.A. In Mary Poppins, what helps the medicine go down?
A spoonful of sugar.
Cesar Millan, 56 today. What is his nickname?
Oh, God. Is it... the dog whisperer?
You have to be calm and assertive.
The dog whisperer.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. They posted pictures of him proposing in a rose garden. What was the name of Taylor's last boyfriend before Travis?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Question number five. Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, is expected to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Can you name both of the current hosts for Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, nope, I cannot.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Going to the lake with your sister. What's your sister's name?
Yeah, Kristen.
Kristen, nice.
Yeah, we're bringing four kids along, so not
so
really
it'll
relaxing,
be relaxing.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Thank you, I need it.
Kennedy,
yeah.
Lauren got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
All right, thank you.
The good thing is, so when you have that many kids, they kind of occupy themselves. It's when you have one kid that you want to...
Exactly, yep. They kind of babysit each other.
Yes, I'm always inviting other kids along because they can hang out with Barrett and I don't have to.
Work smarter, not harder.
Taylor Swift has broken a Guinness World Record for her first ever podcast appearance on New Heights with her now fiance Travis Kelce. 1.3 million people watched concurrently when it aired. Guinness, mostly known for their beer, not their world record keeping. Which country produces Guinness?
Ireland.
Tied at one. 61 years ago today, in 1964, Mary Poppins premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in L.A. In Mary Poppins, what helps the medicine go down?
A spoonful of sugar.
2-2. Cesar Millan, 56 today. What's his nickname?
The Dog Whisperer.
All knotted up at threes. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I don't know if you've heard, they're engaged, Kennedy.
Are there really two Taylor Swift questions in
here? Well, technically, the first one was a beer question. Just a setup with Taylor Swift.
Get out.
Only two? We still got one more after this.
Oh, you know what? You're not wrong. Let's see. Let's see what happens.
What was the name of, or what is the name of Taylor's last boyfriend before Travis?
Joe Alwyn.
And in Taylor Swift news, no, I'm kidding. Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, is expected to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Name both of the current hosts for Dancing with the Stars.
Carlton. He plays Carlton. Is he his name? Alfonso Rivera. And
we'll just stop you there. Alfonso Ribeiro is the correct pronunciation of that. And Julianne Hough.
Oh, I never would have gotten there.
Yeah. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy. You did great. You did great.
But you're not going to the lake all weekend.
No, I'm sure not. So I think you win, Lauren.
All right.
Lauren, you don't get the cash, but thank you. Did I say thank you? Thank you for listening and calling to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Lauren from Kingsborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.